Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Thank you again, Money Radio. Can you believe what a morning it has been? Because this show is all about heroes, those that inspire others, those that leave their positive mark on mankind, no matter what it is. In fact, we started off the show with the number one sales professional, Tom Hopkins. He's a legend. We also just had the owner of the first all financial, all business talk radio station, right? The owner of this station, Ron Cohn, will be ending the Heroes Alliances show with the American fitness guru, the creator of the P90X system, Tony Horton. But we're going to get started with our next hero. Oh, has he done a tremendous amount in the physique industry, in the health industry, because he is the three-time Mr. Olympia champion, voted best all-time physique, Frank Zane, and you can reach him at frankzane.com. Now, I'm so excited to talk to you. In fact, you've also been Mr. Universe, former Mr. America, Mr. World. You were also named by editors of Muscle and Fitness as having the greatest physique all time. You were inducted into both the Bodybuilding Hall of Fame and Muscle Beach Hall of Fame. How have you been able to keep fit for so many years?
Well, David, it was nice talking to you, by the way. It's something I always love to do, and I just continue to pursue it.
What was the inspiration, though, behind it first of all, since you became so fit, to be able to maintain it? Because it takes, I can only imagine, a tremendous amount of work to maintain it. How do you inspire yourself?
At first I wasn't really trying to maintain it. I started it when I was 14, and I basically started training because I needed to build myself up and defend myself. I lived in a tough neighborhood. And so after I learned how to do that, I discovered there was such a thing as bodybuilding contests and read the muscle magazines and learned all about that. Then I started competing when I was 17 and continued that for 23 years. And that whole time, that was my motivation, was competition every year. And then I, took it long enough, I won all the top titles. And then at age 41, my last competition, and I retired. And I've been teaching it all along, and that's my motivation now, is to continue teaching it.
And not only have you won all of the top titles, multiple times you won these top titles. I mean, multiple times you won Mr. America, Mr. Universe, Mr. Olympia. This is huge. You promote in your appearances the value of exercise, stretching, nutrition, well, deep relaxation, and many others. What's the most important of all of those, would you say?
David, to get the record straight, I didn't win Mr. America more than once. And actually, I'm going back for the Mr. America contest this year as guest of honor in Washington, D.C. very soon. But I did win Mr. Universe three times and Mr. Olympia three times. And just basically, those are ones you could win more than once. So I went for it. And, of all those factors you mentioned, you can't really say that one is more important than the other. They're all important. I always looked at it as being a math teacher at one time. I looked at it as a bodybuilding equation. There are actually four, even five main variables, which are seminar topics for me. And they're exercise, nutrition, attitude, relaxation, and feedback. And you have to perform in all those areas. You have to do each one to the best of your ability, because your outcome is a product of how well you do these variables. So if you take each one, product means multiply. If you multiply a score on each one in percentage, or which makes a decimal, say you get 100% on each one, then your score is 1 or 100. If it's 90% on one, it's 9 times itself 5 times, which is about 40-something percent. I always use that as a mark of how successful I'd be. And my approach is always holistic. I paid attention to everything, all the details, but mainly those things that you were judged on, which was knowing what you look like. Simple as that. So I took a lot of photographs.
Now we have the hero, Frank Zane. He can be reached at frankzane.com. Three-time Mr. Olympia champion, plus tons of other amazing accomplishments and awards within the industry. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes on Money Radio AM 1510 and FM 99.3. And are you a hero? Go to alliances.com, ELIANCES.com, the place where entrepreneurs align. And Frank, not only are you a highly respected Hall of Fame bodybuilder, but you also have written several books. In fact, your most current book, The 91 Day Wonder Body, and you can get it, right, I believe it, from frankzane.com. Tell us why you decided to write this book.
Well, up to this point, I've written some different materials starting in the late 1970s. We've had books published with Simon & Schuster, my wife and myself. But more recently, I've kept up with it over the years and brought out new publications. My last three books were respectively called High Def Body, Symmetry, and Let's Grow, three different books. And in those, I have different exercise routines, different plans of working out. What I did here is I integrated the routines, the programs in those books, there's 18 different ones, into a program that people can follow day by day for 3 months. That's exactly 91 days. And that's why we call it 91 Day Wonder Body, because it's everything tells you what to do every day, the workouts, the stretching, suggested meals to prepare, to eat. Also mental exercises, meditation exercises, work on the mind as well as the body. And it all fits together in a program where you're following a total program. And there's great diversity in it, too, so your body really can't acclimate to it too well because it's different throughout the whole program. And then after you complete this, you basically will know what you like and what works for you. You'll be able to really go on your own routine. Then we have programs for beyond that, too, in the same book called Beyond 91 Days. You know, so if somebody wants to really reach an ultimate peak, like for competition, they could follow that.
Am I allowed to ask you what your last dessert was that you ate, or is it a secret?
I don't remember.
Ah, see? Okay, smart.
I don't really. It's a long time ago. Sometimes I have if I have ice cream, for example, I'll make a protein ice cream. And so it's always stuff that is healthy. I really don't go off my diet very much. When I do, it's in a healthful way. I mean, probably the worst thing I might have is dark chocolate.
Got it.
Even then, it's not very much.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, would you say, though, diet, exercise, or mind, is there one that would be more important than the other, or do you need to kind of have all?
You want me to say there is, don't you?
I'm looking for the secret, right? Everybody's looking for the fast route.
I guess you might say the mind is the most important thing because it all starts there. You know, it's how you're motivated, what you believe, what you practice. It all starts with what you think. But aside from that, I mean, you won't get in shape without being on a good diet. Doesn't happen, you know, unless you're very young or very gifted or both. And then exercise, it doesn't happen without it either. So you can't really leave anything out. So it's hard to say what's more important. There's nothing more important. They're all important.
Now, Frank,
if you're going out, you don't make it.
Frank, we have a diverse audience. All various age groups and that, ones that are starting off building their businesses, those that have retired, those that are mentors and that. Is it, and honestly, Frank, is it ever too late to start getting involved in exercise and weightlift and that? I mean, really, is there ever too late of a time to do that?
Well, after you die, but before that, I think there's always hope. But the thing is, the more you let it go, the harder it is. You know, you start training when you're older. It's you got to take it much more gradually. And, you really have to be satisfied with less. But like with me, people say, well, how are you still in shape? I'll be 74 soon. How are you still in shape? Well, the fact is, I've done it all my life. This is my 60th year of doing this now. I've never really been out of shape. So I don't know what it's like. I mean, I've been not in as good a shape. But I've never really been out of shape and not doing this. I've always continued to do it. So, But it's been a livelihood for me, too, and that always motivates me to keep it up. I'm training for other people as well as myself.
Well, that's great, and we've got a little less than a minute left. And again, you've won so many, you know, Mr. Universe, Mr. Olympia, Mr. America Awards, highly decorated bodybuilder. And I got to ask you this question, is who, what superhero do you feel you most relate to?
I guess the Buddha, I have to say that.
Excellent.
The Buddha and Steve Reeves.
Fantastic. Fantastic. 74 years old and still in top physical condition. I'm afraid to ask you, and I won't, of who would win in an arm wrestle, because I already know. When we return, we're going to have the American fitness guru, the creator of the P90X system, Tony Horton. Thank you again, Alliances.